We'll spend just a minute or two talking about the NBA Finals, which I know is big, but it'll be going on for a while. It'll be around next week. We'll talk about it then. Obviously, the Thunder win Game 1. Impressive performance at the end of the game. Impressive fourth quarter from Durant. Game 2 tonight. Can Wade find his game? LeBron find a fourth quarter?
Dwayne Wade looks bad. He always has. Dwayne Wade would be the starting two guard on Pierce Briggs's all NBA I look high team, because he has high eyes. I mean, ever since T-Mac kind of got out of the spotlight, Dwayne Wade has really taken it to the next level in terms of looking high on the basketball court. But he looks disinterested, and when he's killing it and draining it, he looks like he's got just dead face, which is great. But when he's not killing it, he's kind of got a little bit of the Eli problem, you know?
He's so weird to look at right now. It's rough. He has to find a game. He has to, defensively and off. He's got to help out LeBron offensively. He's got to help defensively. He's drawn Westbrook.
And listen, he's injured. Come on. But here's the problem with Dwayne Wade, or he's allegedly injured. They haven't come out and made any excuses, which I do like. But the problem with Dwayne Wade is he's very similar to Allen Iverson. And I think Derrick Rose is going to prove to be the same way, in that they just play too hard for their bodies.
Yeah, which, he's taking a lot of hits.
Every postseason, he's 30 years old. He's on the ground more than any NBA basketball superstar
Nike made a commercial out of it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You know, he's already missed one complete season, a year or two after he won his first NBA championship. You have to wonder how much wear and tear can his body take, because if every season, at the end of every season, he's battling. You know, he's bruised up. He's got a sprain this, a twisted that. He's not going to be as effective as he was in 2006, in which case you have to wonder how long is Miami Heat's window actually open.
And he has to figure it out. So quick word. This is really quick. This is a fast-forward NBA segment. Do the Heat win tonight?
No.
I think they do. I think they win tonight. They go 1-1 to Miami. All right. There we have it. We have to go through the NBA stuff quick because we really wanted to get into this. Yesterday, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency came down and has filed charges alleging Lance Armstrong. It's nothing new. We've heard it before. Lance Armstrong used HGH and blood doping and whatever you like. And the charges could strip him of all 7 Tour de France titles.
Good.
To me, I said, why? Who cares? The last one was 5 years ago. Just give it up, man. Nobody gives a crap. But if the charges go through, I'm sure Armstrong will appeal. There'll be a trial. If the charges stand up.
Which is going to be hard to get him to stand up, because they've tried this a million times.
And by the way, he's never failed a test. And like I loved all that Tour de France stuff. I loved Lance Armstrong. So I
100% think he's a sham.
He probably is. It's hard to say in this day and age that he's not, but I hope he's not. So part of me just wants this to go away. It won't, so... But, whatever. What it touched off for me, and Brix and I were texting last night, is imagine the fall from grace that this would be. The story of battling cancer near death, and then coming back and winning... like one of the most grueling sporting events in the world, 7 times.
Becoming a superstar, quickly upon becoming a superstar, divorcing your wife who stood by you when you almost died of cancer, and marrying Sheryl Crow, or starting to date Sheryl Crow.
He wanted to soak up the sun, brother. Can you fault a guy for that?
5, 6, 7, 8 years back, I would have soaked up her son as well.
Look, I understand. It's just the story... You dig behind the story, there's some things you don't like, but the publicized story of battling cancer, the near-death experience, and then winning the Tour de France 7 times, that's unbelievable. That fall from grace.
It is unbelievable, because he's roided out of his mind.
That is a hefty fall from grace. It shames the Wheaties box, which may hurt me the most.
It does shame the Wheaties box.
And there's something to be said for, dude, everyone in that entire... If we eliminated everyone in the Tour de France who's doping, there would be no one left in the Tour de France.
Right.
There would be no sport for those 7 years.
There's a steroid era in baseball, but that pales in comparison to what these bikers do.
It's unbelievable.
And with that being said, there's also... spike drug testing is the most corrupt thing outside of boxing in all of sports. All these guys are doing drugs. The ones who aren't doing drugs get tampered tests that say they're doing drugs. The ones that are doing drugs get tampered tests to say that they're not.
It's all absurd.
All terrible. It's sloppy. I view cycling very similar to boxing. I'll see who wins a couple two or three major things a year. I'm not really going to watch much, and I don't really care because everybody's cheating.
It's not even two or three. It's the Tour de France. Everyone cares about
the governing parties.
Some people care about the Tour de France. Nobody gives a crap about anything else. Which, by the way, says a lot about the NHL that the Tour de France is on the same network as the NHL.
Is this a taxpayer money situation?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I think he's essentially getting Clemensed.
Also, if it is again, then why?
Stop wasting my money.
Who cares?
Stop wasting my money or I'm going to stop paying you my money. I don't care if this dude stuck a needle in his ass for 18 years or 2 years or a month. It doesn't matter to me. I personally think Lance Armstrong is a fraud. I'm going to think that regardless of if you prove it or not. I have my strong suspicions. There's pretty good evidence to back it up.
Go Bricks.
I don't need you to waste my money to figure it out. Go create a job.